Forgers and Artists, True Stories. Narrated by Paul Spera. Guy Hain, From Bronze to Silver. Guy Hain, son of a fruit and vegetable merchant, was born in 1942 in the middle of the Second World War in Gravelines in the north of France. He started his career as a banker and then, after his military service, turned to the trade of veterinary products. It is in this environment that he meets many amateurs of animal sculptures in bronze. At the age of 20, he becomes a collector and buys, among other masterworks, Auguste Rodin's Kiss for the modest sum of 550,000 francs. The world of antique dealers being much more exciting than that of flea markets, Guy Hain opens a gallery in Paris in May of 1979, which he names Au Duc de Bourgogne. Ideally placed in the antique dealers district near the Louvre, his gallery acquired, with its increasing notoriety, sculptures whose authors are mainly from the 20th century. So far, everything is perfectly legal. Guy Hain had his first bronzes cast in 1984 and began to work with various founders. In 1986, he approached Georges Rudier, installed in Châtillon-sous-Bagneux on the outskirts of Paris. The famous art foundry was created in 1874 by Alexis Rudier. In 1881, François Rudier, his brother, was co-director of the Auguste Griffoul foundry. It was this same foundry that produced 115 bronzes for Auguste Rodin between 1881 and 1904. However, they bear neither a seal nor a signature. Alexis Rudier bequeathed the management of his foundry to his son, Eugène, in 1897. A shrewd businessman, Eugène Rudier was introduced to Rodin in 1899 and won his confidence. Faithful to the technique of sand casting, in 1902 he inherited Rodin as a client from his uncle François, the sculptor being already world-renowned and quoted internationally. The works of Aristide Maillol were also entrusted to him, beginning in 1905. Eugène kept Rodin as a client until the artist's death in 1917. Then, the Rodin Museum granted him exclusive rights to the master's castings. Eugène Rudier tried to train his nephew, Georges, but gave up because, according to him, he did not work properly. In 1952, the year of his death, his widow burned his archives and broke the mold, leaving the Rodin Museum and Lucien Maillol without a founder. In order to perpetuate the faithful memory of his father with the team that he himself had chosen, Lucien Maillol, with the help of the Rodin Museum, convinced Georges Rudier, who had moved closer to Paris, to take over the business, its workers, and its machines. These agreements operated until 1976 for Maillol and 1982 for Rodin, when their works became public property. Georges and Bernard Rudier kept molds, plaster casts, and engravings. Knowing all this, the extremely persuasive Guy Hain obtains permission from the Rudiers to cast new works from the original models. Reproductions require the agreement of the Rodin Museum, holder of the artist's rights. Indeed, without an heir, a year before his death, Auguste Rodin offered to the French state, through three successive donations validated by the National Assembly in 1916, all of his property, his work, and their artistic property rights. In order to maintain the price of the sculptures, permission to make new casts of Rodin's works are almost never obtained, except by affixing the term reproduction on each piece. Today, it is even forbidden to cast them in bronze. They must be made of resin to avoid any error of interpretation. Guy Hain and Georges Rudier signed a Memorandum of Understanding for Technical Collaboration as of January 1, 1988, and on November 27, 1989, another agreement, according to which Georges Rudier granted Guy Hain exclusive rights to his production for 15 years. On November 2nd, 1988, Guy Hain registered the trademarks Alexis Rudier Fondeur Paris and Georges Rudier Fondeur Paris under his own name. After opening his workshop in Nogent-sur-Marne in 1990, Guy Hain buys the Balland foundry in Luxeuil-les-Bains. Solange, his wife, accompanies him in its management. They use the plaster molds entrusted to the Rudier to cast some bronzes. In order to increase his production, Hain over-molds many authentic models. Casino owner Georges Tranchant and Baron Marcel Biche, inventor of the Bic pen, are among his prestigious clients. Christian Pellerin, the famous real estate promoter and former King of La Défense, bought a bronze made by Hain for 3.5 million francs. This is a bit excessive for a replica that will end up as a towel rack. As for the fake sculptures of masters, auctions were an ideal place at the time to sell his goods stamped Alexis Rudier, official founder of Rodin. The Hotel Drouot, Christie's, Sotheby's, Ray, and Faure are among those that host the largest sales. Other artists are copied, including Pierre-Auguste Renoir, Aristide Maillol, Camille Claudel, and Christophe Fratin, all former clients of the Rudier. From 1986 to 1994, Guy Hain's turnover is estimated at 130 million francs. Accusing Hain of having fraudulently registered the above-mentioned trademarks, Georges Rudier brings a lawsuit before the Tribunal de Grande Instance de Paris. On January 31, 1994, the court rules in favor of Rudier, declaring the trademarks invalid and ordering their transfer to his name. Hain appeals, and the case drags on, delaying the enforcement of the decision. This legal stalemate could have ended up with an art market flooded in fakes for many more years had it not been for the greed of Guy Hain, the man of bronze. In order to maximize his profits, Guy Hain stops paying the salaries of his Luxembourg staff, who denounce him in January 1992. His founder being among the best in France, it would have been wiser to pamper him. After four searches and the seizure of 20 tons of bronze, the police arrest Hain. Accused of counterfeiting, Hain appears before the Tribunal de Grande Instance of Dijon on January 17, 1996. Sentenced to 4 years in prison on June 28, 1997, he appeals and is ultimately locked up for 18 months. The auction house Ray et Faure in Rambouillet is indicted for complicity in the selling of 16 million francs worth of fraudulent sculptures, including a Rodin copy appraised at 4.5 million francs. The auction house, however, is acquitted. Upon his release in 2000, Guy Hain continues his legal battle for the Alexis and Georges Rudier brands, both men having died since. Bernard Rudier, George's son, wins the case again, and Hain has to stop using the name. In April 2002, the Court of Appeals in Besançon, after expertise of the 2,500 seals, including more than 1,000 copies of works of 100 different sculptors, condemns Hain in absentia to 4 years and a 2 million franc fine. While on the run, Guy Hain discusses his trial from a Parisian phone booth with the captain of the Nanterre Judicial Police. The latter kept him talking, allowing the investigators to trace the communication and to arrest the fugitive. He would serve the rest of his sentence in the prison of La Santé in Paris. But nothing can seem to stop the forger, who continues to scour the auction rooms as soon as he's released to sell his stock of unseized copies. A new case is brought in 2004. Another batch is discovered. Hain is condemned in 2009 for counterfeiting, sale of counterfeit works, fraud, and recidivism. He appeals in 2012, and the Cour de Cassation, France's constitutional high court, renders its verdict in 2015. The court will require that 200 pieces, including several original plaster casts, be returned to the Rodin Museum. Guy Hain, 73 years old, is, quote, permanently banned from any commercial activity in the field of artworks. And yet, He runs a business in his own name whose activity starts on May 2nd, 2016 at the Hotel Ken in Boussy-Saint-Antoine in Essonne, still near Paris, with the purpose of, quote, the purchase and resale through the auction rooms officiated by auctioneers, antiques, brocante, decoration. The influx of fakes attributed to Guy Hain has cast a pall over the art world. One example is the public auction organized in Dijon in January 2006 by the Direction Nationale d'Intervention Domaniale. Of the 73 authenticated bronzes on offer, only 5 found a buyer. Gilles Perrault, a legal expert in art objects, estimates that Hain produced over 6,000 works, in addition to those already seized. Only 2,000 of these have been located. It seems that the Guy Hain affair may only end the day its author breathes his last. Did you like this episode? Feel free to comment, share, and rate it. See you soon for new stories. Midnight Studio, addictive podcast creator.